Chemistry in English. Protecting the ozone layer. Every year, our planet is bombarded with enough energy from the sun to destroy all life. Only the ozone in the stratosphere protects us from that onslaught. The ozone, though, is threatened by modern lifestyles. Chemicals used as coolants and propellants, such as chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, and the nitrogen oxides in jet exhausts, have been found to create holes in Earth's protective ozone layer, particularly over Antarctica. Because they act as catalysts, even small amounts of these chemicals can cause large changes in the vast reaches of the stratosphere. Ozone forms in the stratosphere in two steps. First, O2 molecules, or other oxygen-containing compounds, are broken apart into atoms by sunlight, a process called photodissociation. O2, sunlight lambda less than 340 nanometers, gives O plus O. Then the oxygen atoms react with the more abundant O2 molecules to form ozone. The ozone molecules are created in such a high energy state that their vibrational motions would quickly tear them apart unless another molecule, such as O2 or N2, collides with them first. The other molecule, indicated as M, carries off some of the energy. O plus O2 gives O3. O3 plus M gives O3 plus M. The net reaction, the sum of these two elementary reactions, after multiplying them by 2, and the reaction presented earlier, is 3O2 gives 2O3. Some of the ozone is decomposed by ultraviolet radiation. O3, UV lambda less than 340 nanometers, gives O plus O2. The oxygen atom produced in this step can react with oxygen molecules to produce more ozone, and so the ozone concentration in the stratosphere normally remains constant, with seasonal variations. Because the decomposition of ozone absorbs ultraviolet radiation, ozone helps to shield the Earth from radiation damage. Warnings of the possibility that androgenic, human-generated chemicals can threaten the ozone in the stratosphere began to appear in 1970 and 1971 when Paul Crutzen determined experimentally that NO and NO2 molecules catalyze the destruction of ozone. Nitrogen monoxide, NO, is produced naturally in the atmosphere by lightning, but it is also a byproduct of combustion in automobile and airplane engines. The NO is then oxidized by the oxygen in air to give nitrogen dioxide, NO2. In 1985, ozone levels over Antarctica were indeed found to be decreasing and had dropped to the lowest ever observed. By the year 2000, the ozone hole extended to Chile. These losses are now known to be global in extent, and it has been postulated that they may be contributing to global warming in the Southern Hemisphere. Susan Solomon and James Anderson showed that CFCs produce chlorine atoms and chlorine oxide under the conditions of the ozone layer and identified the CFCs emanating from everyday objects, such as cans of hairspray, refrigerators, and air conditioners, as primary culprits in the destruction of stratospheric ozone. The CFC molecules are apolar, and so they do not dissolve in rain or the oceans. Instead, they rise to the stratosphere, where they are exposed to ultraviolet radiation from the sun. They readily dissociate in the presence of this radiation and form chlorine atoms, which destroy ozone by various mechanisms, one of which is Cl dot plus O3 gives ClO dot plus O2. ClO dot plus dot O dot gives Cl dot plus O2. The oxygen atoms are produced when ozone is decomposed by ultraviolet light, as described previously. Notice that the net reaction, O3 plus O, gives O2 plus O2, does not involve chlorine. Chlorine atoms act as continuously regenerated catalysts, and so even a low abundance can do a lot of damage. P. Atkins, L. Jones, Chemical Principles, 5th edition.